Years ago, heroin addicts were portrayed as bums lying in a gutter, shooting up, barely alive. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. Heroin was a scary drug, and I couldn't imagine myself or any of my friends ever using it. Well, all that has changed. In case you haven't been listening, we have a heroin epidemic in America. And the people most affected are members of your own family, average middle-class kids and young adults. They're from good families, have caring and loving parents. They are the young man or woman who lives next door. This week, our jail ministry team talked to 27 men and women during our services at the local county jail. Most were between 18 and 34, and all but two were addicted to heroin. They looked nothing like the images from the past. They looked just like anyone else you would see at the local shopping mall or grocery store. Talking with them, we saw the direct correlation between heroin use and the use and abuse of prescription drugs. 45% of heroin users began with painkillers like Percocet and Oxycontin, according to the Center for Disease Control. And most used other drugs like cocaine, marijuana, and alcohol, too. A 35-year-old construction worker hurts his back in a job-related accident. His doctor prescribes Oxycontin. It provides relief, and he can continue to do his job and work and support his family. But when his prescription runs out, the back pain returns. The pain prevents him from going to work. Oxy is expensive on the street. Heroin isn't. A few weeks later, he's snorting heroin and working again. Later, he begins injecting it. A freshman basketball player is offered a prescription painkiller by a senior on the team. He says, "Try this. It'll make you play better." 3 years later, in his senior year, he begins shooting heroin. 2 years later, he's in jail. Another young man's addiction was so strong that he stole money from his mother's purse on Mother's Day and sold his two sons' Christmas presents to buy drugs. His best friend had died from an overdose just a few weeks ago, and another friend had been arrested too. The women we talked to shared their stories as well, of prescription drugs leading to heroin use. Arrested and imprisoning addicts isn't addressing the crisis. We need prevention, treatment, and reduced overdoses with the help of naloxone. So what should our response be to the heroin epidemic? What should we as Catholics and Christians be doing to help? We can no longer bury our heads in the sand and rationalize that this is someone else's problem. It is a problem we all share. If you have a family member or friend who is addicted to heroin, here's some things that you can do. Number one, let them know that they are loved by God. Often addicts allow their addiction to define their identity. That's not who they are. They are sons and daughters of a Most High God. Asking God for his help through prayer is a powerful way to aid the healing process. Number two, let them know that they are not the first and that they're not alone. Others have been lured into drug use just as they have and have sought and found recovery, and they can too. Number three, let them know that overcoming addictions are difficult and painful, and calling on a higher power helps. The 12-step programs of Alcoholics and Narcotics Anonymous do work, and I've observed that overcoming heroin addiction alone is near impossible. Calling on a higher power, God, as we Christians would describe him, is the path with the greatest success. Pray with them. Number four, let them know that you're there to help them. Even if it's just someone to talk to, someone to encourage their journey to successful recovery, someone to drive them to an AA meeting, recovery group, or pray with them, you can be a blessing. Number five, let them know that you are not judging them by their addiction. Yes, they made a mistake and drug abuse is sinful, but we must love the sinner and hate the sin. Extend to them love and forgiveness and keep them in your prayers. And finally, let them know that you will support the effort to find a solution to this epidemic. The more we know about the heroin epidemic and the more we get involved with our votes and our financial support for rehabilitation facilities and programs, the quicker we can stem the tide of overdose deaths from this horrible drug. As Christians, let's try to be part of the solution. Our own families, friends, and neighbors' lives are in the balance. This is Tony Agnese.